Good morning. You're listening to FlordaLady.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Satya Tiwari, who's president of Surya. Satya, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I haven't interviewed you before, and Surya is doing some expansions in Cartersville, Georgia. I want to talk about that in a minute. Before we get there, though, let's tell our listeners a little bit about who Surya is.
Yeah, Surya is a wholesale B2B company in U.S. We are vertically manufactured in India, but in U.S. we are a wholesaler. We're selling area rugs and other soft accessories to retailers, designers, e-tailers throughout the country.
You know, I might point out a little nugget I found out about you is that you're a young executive. You're president of this organization here in the United States, and I believe you're just 36 years old, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm fortunate to be a president for this growing company.
A little bit more background on Surya. Your father, I think, started a relationship with Federated, which eventually became Macy's. Tell us a little bit about that background, if you would.
Yeah, my father started the business in India in 1976. You know, he was a contract manufacturer for a local company. On his travel to Bombay, he was able to see an ad where Federated was expanding in several areas, and area rug was one of them. So that's how he got started with Federated. He opened the U.S. office. I mean, we had only one customer from the beginning till 91. He opened the U.S. office in 86 to support Federated. And this is a time when you didn't have fax machines that readily available, or you had email, or telecommunication was very limited. So we opened our U.S. office to be able to support our customer Federated much closer.
And your largest product category in this country is area rugs, but you also sell textile, throws, pillows.
Yes, sir. I mean, we started as an area rug, then we realized that area rug is an important category, but it's more of an accessory in a home, and that's the path we've taken. And as we've gone further along that path, we started adding other accessory categories.
You started with the department store channel, but you've expanded. Tell us what channels you sell through now.
Yeah, today, I mean, we feel like we're probably one of the most diversified in terms of segments of channels. We sell to furniture retailers, independent one shop. We also sell to regional and national. So just to give you some example, Haverty's is a client of ours. Lazy Boy is a client of ours. Bassett is a client of ours. But we also sell to independent one-store family business. We also sell to design services. As you go across the country, there are a lot of design services that are doing, you know, high-end individual as well as contract and office work. So we sell to that market. We also sell to e-tailers throughout the country. We're very selective in which e-tailers we sell to. However, we feel each segment helps other as long as we can price it right. So in the e-commerce, we have a very robust MAP policy that actually helps our brick-and-mortar stores stay more competitive. We are doing minimal business with mass merchant, but we do some business with them. But we are a family business committed to family entrepreneurs, mostly independent throughout the country.
All right. And MAP means minimum advertised price. So you try to monitor to make sure that those people that are selling over the internet are not deeply discounting your product.
We literally set the price they can sell at. I mean, per legal rules, we can't tell them what to retail it at, but we can tell them what to advertise at. Yes, exactly right.
You've just announced recently that you're expanding in Cartersville, Georgia, but you already have locations, I believe, in Calhoun. So tell us a little bit about what's going on down there, if you would.
Yeah, so we started with one small warehouse, which at that time was probably, we thought it was probably as large as we needed. So we started with 172,000 square foot in Calhoun. As our business continued to expand, we kept adding more warehouses. Today, we operate five warehouses, three we own, two we rent. And then as our business continued to grow, we realized we need to consolidate our distribution side of business into one building. So today, we are mostly distributing our product here. But as we expand into our new facility, the existing building that we own, we want to become a local manufacturer. One of the corporate guidelines that we have, the goal we have, is by 2016, we would like to manufacture 25% of the product locally that we'll sell in the U.S. market. Right now, it's only 10% of the product that we sell is manufactured locally. We want to really enhance that. We recently purchased some machinery for our Calhoun location where we'll be manufacturing products for our domestic market.
All right. So it's more than a distribution center. That's interesting. So initially, I'm looking at some news that you put out in the middle of June that says you were spending $30 million on a million square foot building. And at that point, I thought it was just going to be distribution, but eventually it'll be some manufacturing as well.
In this 1 million square foot will be all distribution, but the existing building that we own in Calhoun, that will convert into mostly manufacturing. We want to stay in Calhoun. We have no desire to just totally get out of Calhoun. We feel like this is where we started. This is where I started my career. Mm-hmm. So I'm very committed to Calhoun. So our goal was, as we move to Cartersville for our new distribution facility in next year, our goal is to continue to be a strong supporter of Calhoun by converting these facilities into manufacturing.
What you will manufacture over here will be machine-made rugs, mostly?
It'll be machine-made rugs. I mean, by definition, it'll be mostly machine, but we'll also make some custom rugs, area rugs. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing all kind of stuff here.
Another thing I was curious to ask you. I noticed you've hired Jim Curtin, who was the head of sales at Shaw Living. What is it that makes one company exit a market like Shaw, and yet you expand and think that there's a lot of viability in the market? What's the difference between the two viewpoints of the market, you think?
I mean, you got to remember, Shaw is a $6 billion enterprise. It's a great company. Their growth is coming more on the hard surface. Area rug was a distraction for them. So for them to get out of area rug business, I personally think it was a very wise decision. I don't want to say it because selfishly it helps me. It was an orphan category for them. And with LVT getting a stronger category, I think they had a much higher growth prospect in other. Although area rug is a strongest category for us and will continue to be so, we have gone more on the accessory route rather than the flooring route. Mm-hmm. So for our growth, it will be more, we're adding categories that are more accessories, but area rug will be still be our main anchor point. For them, it was a strategic decision. How do they build a billion-dollar category with LVT and others, mm-hmm, versus stay in area rug business where it's not their core focus? For us, that's our opportunity. That's exactly why we are in it, because we feel we can be a strong leader in this category where some of the big guys are in the business, but they're not really committed to it. Mm-hmm. They're not as passionate about it because they have other bigger businesses that they have to maintain on a day-to-day basis. So I think, you know, area rug business is $3 billion market. Our goal is to capture one-third of it. I feel there's no reason why Surrey can't have $1 billion worth of area rug market in the next 5 to 10 years.
If you look at the Floor Focus May issue, we do a report on the top five players in the area rug business, and we've got Mohawk Home as the biggest right now. So I guess they'd be your biggest competitor in the space, right?
They're biggest right now, but not for long. And within area rugs, you've got to remember, there are two markets in area rugs. One, we don't play in. We don't sell to Bed Baths of the world and JCPenney's of the world. Mm-hmm. We don't go after mass merchants, and we don't do scatters. Mm-hmm. So that's not the business I'm after. But in furniture store, in design services, in e-commerce, I think that's where we can really capture bulk of the business and compete with Mohawk. And the second thing you got to remember, we are much more agile. If you look at area rug business within Mohawk, it's a much smaller part of the business versus their overall business. Yeah. For us, this is our only business, so I think we can really compete with them. In 3 years, we should definitely be the number one area rug seller in the U.S. market. There's no reason why we cannot, with our very precise focus on our customer, on our service. And remember, one of the things that we are differentiating ourselves, we're not a product company, we are a service company. So every day we think about how do we service our retailers to a level, how do we give them the ultimate experience, give them the tool so their clients can have the experience so they can compete with other big retailers such as Pottery Barn Restoration. So people usually ask, who is our competition? Our competition is Restoration Hardware, IKEA, and all the Pottery Barn and Room and Board. So my job is, how do I equip our retailers with product, with experience, with tools that they can go out in their marketplace and compete with some of these big guys?
Okay, so you're not in the bath and scatter rug. You're mostly area rug, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, bath and scatter is not a product category for us.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and congratulations on your news about your expansion in Cartersville, Georgia. Again, I've been talking to Satya Tiwari, who is president of Surya, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.